Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. We have with us today someone who is working incredibly hard, focusing on this beloved community, but specifically our younger population. We have students here that have been really wrestling with COVID for the past couple of years, and this organization has come alongside to help this school shoulder up in a time where we are so isolated and we find a changing moment every day. And this leader, she's nimble. Martha Trolin from Skillmation, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Missy.
So you've been on the show a couple of times, and I know some people know about Skillmation, but let's talk briefly, just a high overview of the organization. You're a resource in many ways. Today we're speaking specifically to the resource for students, but a new listener might not know a little bit about what you do.
Skillmation basically is dedicated to connecting the awesome talent that exists in this town in older folks and some younger folks with people who could use that talent to help them stay here, thrive here, do better at their job here, create a new job, do good in school, any way that we can see to connect the community together with the talent in the community. That's what we do.
And the one area that you have such deep roots and we have such a deep need is in our school district, our school system. And you are wedded to or invested in from kindergarten on up. Are you in the whole school district in your efforts?
We mostly mentor and subject coach in middle school and high school. We do some reading program stuff in elementary school, but we mostly focus so far on middle school and high school.
You know, in talking to you in advance of this, we've talked a bit about, it's not just about the school, you know, it's the socialization that this organization also brings. But I don't know how many of our listeners also know that school is just so much more. Could you give us a little overview of the needs and the complexion of what our schools look like in terms of maybe the middle school and high school?
We often think of school as academic and athletic, and really school is academic, athletic, and equal measures, socialization, food security, safety, and stability. It's even a place to do your laundry. So what people don't understand and what happened during the shutdown was that middle schoolers miss 2 years of socialization, and it's made them both shy and very eccentric. I spent a couple of weeks this summer working with a summer program in music, and those kids were seriously in need of adults to help them figure out how to become young adults. And food security, you know, once or twice a day, you can eat as much as you want. You get good, healthy food. And sometimes there isn't that at home for kids. It's safety and stability. Even if your home is not a safe and stable place, school is that for you. It's access to mental and physical health practitioners. It's caring adults with an eye to see if you need any case management for anything that's going on in your life. We've even had teachers and administrators help kids find couches to surf on if stuff is getting rough at home. And like I said, it's even a place you can do your laundry. So those are things that are essential about our school and really help kids in this area on so many levels that are not just academic and athletic. Now, we do a lot of subject coaching, so it is academic, but we don't have a single subject coach that doesn't start the conversation by asking the kid how they're doing.
Now, your Skillmation, you know, the folks that are working with students in the middle school and high school, you have quite a robust program, but the need is incredibly deep. You have invested a lot of time in training and effort for these folks, but how many people do you have involved?
We've got over 40 people right at the moment who are in the schools, and we could probably use another 40. We get requests regularly for different programs that teachers are cooking up and teachers and administrators are cooking up to see if they can't help kids refocus on school. This has been almost a solid 2 years of not having what students expected in school. And it's not just their dreams of school, of what the athletics that they're going to do, or the girlfriend or boyfriend they're going to have, or whatever it is. It has really disrupted the very fabric of how they work their day and what they think a day is supposed to be. And school is fading in terms of their capacities to really see it as an essential piece of their life, because it hasn't been an essential piece of their life for so long now. Yeah. They're younger than we are. This looks like a short period of time from a 72-year-old's perspective. This is a big chunk of a lifetime for a young person.
You can't overstate how challenged these students are, and how we're just, I think, beginning to understand the depth of what it will take to address some of the gaps and the changes for students in the school system. Mm-hmm. In my own personal experience, it's unfathomable but true that we have kids that are approaching, 6-7 years of age, maybe they should be going into third grade, and maybe they've been in school less than a year. That they've never had that framework of discipline and structure and collaboration and cooperation. I mean, not never, but they've not benefited from that reoccurring opportunity that is informed by a mentor or a teacher and helps them understand how to navigate that skill set that they're learning.
So
I appreciate with your organization the kind of training that goes into this, too. I thought we've talked about in the past that you've gone online with some of your training and you've got it available. So it's really easy to dovetail in as a volunteer. Is that still the case?
That is still the case. And everybody's getting allergic to Zoom, but we will continue to work with our mentors on Zoom. A lot of it is mentors being able to talk to other mentors and say, what is your best shot at what I could have done, should have done, can do? This is the situation that's going on. But also we have trainings that are online on skillmation.org that anybody can watch. And really we have a wonderful program called Quarantinagers, and it's a helpful program for parents who are having issues with their kids because the kids don't want to be home. And that's the other piece of it. We really want to be able to protect our mentors, protect our kids, protect our teachers, and keep the schools open. There is a huge push to keep them open right now. And so at some point, before we finish, I will talk about if people are interested in coming in, we need you and we will keep you safe. And I'll let you know how we do that kind of stuff. But I also want to be clear that this, when I talk about doing laundry and chaos at home, this is not just an issue for, quote, disadvantaged kids. This shutdown has been miserable for, the kids who are getting A's and B's.
Absolutely.
That's not just their grades that are slipping. I talked to a mom and dad friend of mine who have two kids that do really well in school, and they said, yeah, the grade slipped a half a point. But the biggest issue is, there was a lot of irritability at home. There was weight gain. Both of the boys gained weight. When they did their homework, they were more and more distracted. The parent would walk in and the kids doing the homework, texting a friend and watching something on YouTube. And that break in concentration is really bad for the mind of a young human. And they miss their friends intensely.
Yes.
I mean, the socialization part can't be stressed enough. So we're doing our best to keep the schools open. And I love the new superintendent, Linda Rosenberry. She just is top notch, and she will do everything she can do to keep it open.
Well, let's pick up this thread after our station ID. I'd like to drill down a little bit more into some of the impacts that mentors can make in our students' lives. If you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can, and you are listening to KPTZ 91.9. We're speaking with Martha Trolin of Skillmation. And if you've missed part of this program, the complete episode is on our podcast page. So, Martha, you were mentioning that we have students in our districts that have some significant needs in terms of food insecurity and in home housing insecurity, but we also have students who are pretty well grounded that are also impacted by this turmoil of, you know, will I be in school this week, this isolation, the loneliness, the awkwardness. My personal experience, I was talking to a mom whose student had gone back to school in person, and they were on a field trip going to an athletic event, and mom was querying him about how it was and did you get to talk to folks, and he went on to describe that everyone was nestled into their phones and not interacting with each other. And, you know, it's kind of like that's what we've had to do, and is there a loss of skill sets to begin to engage a sense of, you know, community and conversation in the opportunity when you're with people. And I thought it was really striking, like we've moved into a habit that is facing a screen first and foremost. So let's talk about how you do keep our volunteers safe, and let's talk about those really specific offerings and a couple examples what you got going on.
Okay, I'd love, since you brought it up so beautifully, I'd love to talk about the kinds of offerings that people, now that we've talked about it, may understand why it's so important. Okay, middle school especially, the principal at the middle school would love people to come in Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Wednesdays is an early release day, so that's off the map for us. Just from 11:30 to 1 o'clock at Blue Heron to play board games or cards or work puzzles, play dominoes, read something to a kid. And that's really the flavor of what is needed for middle schoolers. You know, it's not, I mean, of course it's academic, but it really is just re-engaging. Mm-hmm, and so you talk about screens, you talk about the isolation. And so these middle schoolers really have lost a chunk of their brain area that should be filled up with how to engage with people and do things and hang out and have a conversation and play a game. And so, you know, that's one of the offerings that we have. We have a gal who's going in, and we're just testing it out. She's going to be a success coach. She is literally going to text young people who are on the online program. There are now a number of many students who are all online, and she texts the ones that are not doing so well, says, "Hey, good morning. How you doing? Would, you know, do you want to come on with me? I can help you do whatever you want in terms of your homework assignment. I can, you know, help you figure out some math. I can, you know, clear up some questions you have about social studies." And we're just testing this out to see if she can get a stable of kids who are, you know, willing to come on, get coached, and maybe get through some homework.
Excellent.
They're being more lenient now in terms of passing and failing, so you can get extra credit for doing stuff. But it's just to entice young people back into the fold of that trajectory of being a student.
And so this, so the Blue Heron offering, you can come once a week, and if a mentor wants to do this, they'd
come four times a week.
Sure. And if they were
to... You could do Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's right. But if they were to come, what size group would they be working with?
Just a couple of kids.
Just, and it's like their lunch hour or free break time, so they would be playing games with the same kids, or...
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you just
very
have
good.
To, you know, a lot of this is just, let's see how this is going to happen. And also, you know, we train mentors that you may not know if you made a difference in a kid's life in that moment, but you did. And you just have to be a little goofy and a little put yourself out there.
Mm.
And, hey, you want to do this with me? It could be fun. Hey, here's the cards. Here's, you know, do you know how to play gin rummy? I mean, you know, or fish.
Yeah. Well, we are, yeah. You know, quickly running out of time once again, Martha, and we still have so much to talk about. You have another offering in the last few minutes that might be worth bringing up. It's the Blue Heron. Like the specialty group with one, if you had a passion about something you wanted to share it with students, the school district has opened up and the Skillmation organization is providing that platform to have someone
yes.
who wants to share a skill.
Yeah. So the art teacher at Blue Heron has gotten in touch with us and they want people to come in who do things like culinary arts, bike mechanics, fiber arts, repairing small motors, photography, songwriting, African dance, yoga,
wow.
digital arts,
awesome.
Botanical drawing, anything that you have a skill in that might be fun for a kid to do. And they're going to do Wednesday mornings, 1 to 2 hours for 6 weeks. It hasn't started yet. There'll be groups of about 15 students. And if you get in touch with me, martha@skillmation.org, I can help connect you with that.
If folks have been listening and are encouraged to check this out, let's get your website and your contact information one more time.
Okay, it's martha@skillmation.org, skillmation.org. And you can also go to www.skillmation.org. And we can talk about, you know, maybe you dream something up.
Yes.
Let's see if we can make that work.
Those 2 hours a week might just be impacting a student the rest of their lives. I appreciate all the work you've been doing, Martha, in this organization with Skillmation. And the impact to our community is profound and the urgency is very, very real. Thank you again for joining us today, Martha.
Thank you for having me, Missy.
I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, and thank you for joining us today. A special shout out to Ruby Fitch, who will be returning to our KPTZ family. So now, go out, get involved, and make it a great day for a young person.